This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal, continuing with at least part of the theme of the program today, that there seems, emphasis on seems here, to be a step back in global trade tensions, but some damage has already been done. We present to you now the American semiconductor giant Qualcomm. The company had found itself in the crosshairs of the still-brewing U.S.-China trade spat. Its $44 billion deal to buy a Dutch chipmaker having been approved by every relevant global regulator except China. Beijing had been dragging its feet for months on this thing, and today, Qualcomm said the heck with it and walked away. You've been hearing talk about the non-tariff ways China could retaliate. Qualitative is the term of art. Yeah, this is one of them. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong explains.
The Qualcomm case is already a lesson in uncertainty for American businesses. If China's involved, firms never really know if their plans are going to go through. And that makes companies risk-averse, says business consultant Daniel Rosen at the Rhodium Group.
When a firm, and for that matter, all firms, get an irrefutable sense that politics is going to play a huge role, it makes them hesitant to make investments that they would otherwise make.
In this trade spat, Beijing has vowed non-tariff, quote, qualitative pushback. What's that mean? Well, slowing up deals and licenses, holdups at customs, website blocking, surprise safety checks, it's all happened before. Jude Blanchett at the Crumpton Group advises American firms in China.
Its qualitative toolkit is pretty robust and runs anywhere from shutting down your retail stores to much more complicated and costly measures, and that is throwing a monkey wrench into your incredibly complex supply chains.
But for China, pushing too hard is risky. It needs foreign investment, says Michael Herson at the Eurasia Group. To him, scuttling the Qualcomm deal undercut that argument.
And that's a message that goes out to the business community, not just in the U.S., but in Europe and other markets, and hurts Beijing's credibility as a market player and a rules-based player.
So this is really a test of whether China wants to play business hardball. It certainly knows how to. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.